Well, you heard what the Faculty Association had to say last night. What's your response?
Well, the board's aware of the status of negotiations, and the parties have now agreed to utilize the services of a federal mediator, and hopefully that'll assist in our bargaining process. And I think it's going to be important for the Board of Trustees to make sure that they follow the ground rules that were set early on and stay committed to the process and try to work out a fair contract for both the faculty and the taxpayers that the Board of Trustees represents.
When will two sides meet with a mediator? Is that known?
I think that date is going to be November 8th, Rich.
Okay. Have the negotiations been slowed at all by the fact that there's been a transition in the president's office?
Yeah, so there was a time in which negotiations did not occur for about 3 months, so from about May through August, and then they restarted then after August.
All right. And are you looking to have this contract be retroactive to the expiration of the previous contract, or would this be a contract that begins when it's finalized?
I think that's part of the bargaining that will occur. I'm not sure the board has made a decision one way or the other about that retroactive of the contract.
What do you think is holding up an agreement?
Well, certainly I think the both sides want to try to do the best that they can for the parties they represent. And so right now I think it's the classic financials that seem to be the biggest barrier. And so both sides are just continuing to try to work together to do as the best they can for the constituents that each side represents.
Financials would be wages. Or are you also talking about health benefits and some of the other things that go into a contract?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of those things are kind of wrapped together into a complete package when we're looking at the bargaining process right now. So,
Do you have a reaction to what Ms. Swanson had to say last night about the salaries being low for teachers in SRC, whereas administrative pay is high compared to the rest of the state?
Well, I think the biggest differentiation that might occur is that we have a very young faculty. When you look at our average age of our faculty compared to some of the peers that Stacy was referencing in her comments, we've had a number of retirements, so our average wage would be less because we have people who are newer to teaching. More people who are newer to teaching than maybe some of our peers. So that would cause an average to be lower than compared to some of our peers.
Are you thinking this can be settled in the next few weeks, perhaps with a mediation session or two?
Yeah, I'm convinced that both sides are approaching it the right way, that the faculty are representing their interests in a fair and responsible matter. I think the Board of Trustees is approaching the negotiations with a very strong awareness of the current economic times and the challenges that are facing the taxpayers of the district. And so I do think both sides will reach an agreement, and I don't know how soon it will happen, but I'm convinced that both sides are very committed to the process, and I think we'll be able to see an agreement be reached in the future.
How long of a contract would you like to see?
The details of that, I think, are still being bargained. It's nice for operations if we can have more than a one-year contract, just because, we're already now almost a little over halfway through the fall term. And if we reach an agreement somewhere around the end of the fall term, then we'd already have to be starting again a new process for another year. So it'd be nice to reach a multiple-year agreement if both sides are able to do that.
Yeah, I think faculty are coming off a six-year contract. Is that correct?
Yep, that's correct.
Might that be playing a part in this, that the two of you just aren't accustomed to negotiating? It's been a while.
Well, I think negotiating is always a challenge, especially in a small institution, because everybody plays multiple roles, and so it's tough to carve out the time to spend the time negotiating, and it's always a challenge to be able to sort the day-to-day activities out from the issues that affect the contract. And so, you know, it does take a little bit longer. And we were, like you said, Rich, coming off of a 6-year contract. And so it's, you know, I think it's just kind of reestablishing those. And certainly economic times have changed throughout the country, and not only in West Central Illinois, since that 6-year negotiation happened. And so a lot of things have changed since that previous negotiation. So it's kind of realigning to be reflective of what else is going on in the areas that we serve.
All right. Anything? Has the board been involved in this all along? From looking at the statement, it appears as though the faculty feels the board might not be aware of the talks or has not been as involved.
Well, I certainly couldn't speak to the faculty's statements of their perception. However, from the short time that I've been involved since July, the board has been made aware of any pertinent updates or movements that have occurred and have helped set the direction for our chief fiscal officer and our director of human resources, along with our chief academic officer, who are representing the college. They've been providing that direction. So I would say that the board has been aware. They do not sit directly at the table, and that's just because of past precedents of how the board has operated negotiating in the past. And so my assessment of that is the board is fairly aware of what's going on, and you know, they to me, I think they have been involved in the process, so I think they are aware of the status of negotiations and how things are moving along. And we certainly want to do all we can to make sure the board is aware, because it is the contract that they will sign with the Faculty Association.
Anything you want to add about this?
No, I think it's you know, it's continuing to progress. It may not be as fast as what folks would like, but I think we'll. In the end, we'll be able to reach a fair and equitable contract for everybody.
Thanks a lot for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you, Rich.